ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ
ಪೇಜ್ 143 ವರ್ಸ್ 26
ತೃಷ್ಟಿಶ್ರುತಿರ್ಮತಿರ್ಜ್ಞಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪ್ನೆ ದೃಷ್ಟಾ ಜನೈ ಸದಾ ತಾಸಾಮಾತ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪತ್ವಾತ್ ಅತ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷತಾತ್ಮನಃ
ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸ್ವಪ್ನ ಸ್ಮೃತಿ ಪ್ರಕರಣ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ದಟ್ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಫಾರ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಲಿಸನರ್ as oneself. Sakshi Chaitanyam is your real nature. You are not able to recognize that because you are in Jagratavastha, where your Sakshi Chaitanyam is not able, you are not able to recognize that because of your subjective status in Jagratavastha. So there are three types of consciousnesses. One is original consciousness, we know, and another consciousness which makes the mind sentient, and another consciousness which makes the body sentient. Body located consciousness, mind located consciousness, and unlocated consciousness. Original consciousness is not located. Other two consciousnesses, as though consciousnesses, we cannot divide consciousness as three really, but for our teaching purpose we use the words, because inert body is moving because of sentiency. The sentiency is called consciousness. How the inert body is moving now? Because it is sentient, it is has consciousness. Therefore, we can call consciousness number one, location, located consciousness. Another consciousness also is there in the mind, Chidabhasa, reflected consciousness, located in the mind. Both are located consciousness number one, which is in the mind, located consciousness which is in the body, located in the body number conscious number two. Both are active in Jagratavastha. Both are active in Jagrat and Swapna also. They are all active. This conscious number one, which is located in the mind, is called ahankara. Why can't I take this ahankara itself as myself? Why you are talking about Sakshi Chaitanyam, Sakshi Chaitanyam? Why can't I take this ahankara, located conscious number one, and located conscious number two happily? I am using the body, I am using the mind, I am interacting with the body and the world. Happily I am able to recognize this, understand this, and you are not talking about this, and you want to hide this body-mind complex, and you want to bring that Sakshi Chaitanyam which is not at all available. Why you are struggling and giving struggle to us also, Narada? Trouble. And your teacher also troubling herself to teach. And Sishya also troubling to understand oneself. Why this problem? Simple. This located conscious number one in the mind, located consciousness in the body, number two consciousness, these two are not available in sleep. They are not available in deep sleep. Both of them become unlocated. Only in Jagrat and Swapna they are available. They are not available in Sushupti Avastha. But this Sakshi Chaitanyam, original consciousness, unlocated consciousness, is available in Sushupti also. That also is important. This original consciousness, Sakshi Chaitanyam, who is the lender of consciousness and giving birth to two kutties. Conscious number one, conscious number two, both are children of original consciousness. Conscious number one, located consciousness number one, another located consciousness number two, mind and body in them, both of them are blessed by depending upon original unlocated consciousness. Since you are busy with this located consciousness, these two located consciousnesses, you are holding on to these unreal, located, limited, finite consciousnesses and taking them as real in Jagrat and Swapna. Which are not real, you are taking them as real. How do you know they are not real? If they are real, they must exist in deep sleep also. In deep sleep also, they must exist. Are you remembering in the body? No. In sleep, you are not remembering. Body identification is not there. Body existence itself is not there in deep sleep. Even mind also, this conscious number one, that mind, located consciousness in the mind, is not available in deep sleep. The located consciousness number two in the body is also not available in deep sleep. Even sometimes in the class, if you sleep, suppose you are not sleeping, suppose you sleep, two consciousnesses are out of sight. Therefore, badhyam. They are having badha. Badha means what? They disappear. Whatever disappear is not satyam. It cannot be satyam. But Sakshi Chaitanyam also disappearing in Jagrat and Swapna. No, it is not disappearing. Because of your self-ignorance, you are not able to recognize it. When you are looking at the reflected face, can you say original face is missing? When you are looking at the reflected face, can you say original face is missing? It cannot be missed. Because as I am seeing the reflected face, original face is evident. Because of original face only, reflected face is appearing. Example nice. Example is very clear. But when I come to Dharshtanta, we feel little difficult. See, simple here. Original consciousness is available in waking and dream also. But dream and jagrat and swapna, two consciousnesses, located consciousnesses, which are not real, they are not available in deep sleep. But in waking and dream, original consciousness is available. What is the proof? These two located consciousnesses are existing because of original consciousness. When we are looking at reflected face, what is the proof for original face existing? What is the proof for original face is existing? You are looking at the reflected face. What do you say? As I am seeing the reflected face, the original face is evident. Because of original face only, this reflected face I am seeing. You give the answer. First mark, 100 marks you will get for that. Similarly, Shastra says, as you are interacting with the body in Jagradavastha, as you are interacting with the mind in Jagradavastha, at that time itself, original consciousness is evident. In dream also, as you are dreaming, dream objects you are seeing, all are because of original consciousness. Original consciousness is real because it is Jagrat Swapna Sushupti Sputatara Ya Sambit Vijrumbhate. But RC, located consciousness number one, number two, cannot be available, cannot be experienced in deep sleep. Therefore, that is, both of them are mithya. How beautiful teaching, you see. Now you are consciousness, but unlocated original consciousness now also. In Jagrat, even in Swapna also, you are original consciousness. When you are listening to the class, who is listening? Located consciousness is listening. Ahankara, located consciousness number one cannot listen without second located consciousness. Without body, mind alone cannot sit and listen. Without body, mind alone sitting and listening, enna theriyumadi? It is a ghost, pretam. Thank God, body is sitting. Pure body alone cannot receive the teaching. But this is called practical application. Okay, don't see the only words all the time. Here, now itself in the class, the body sitting here, body medium and sthula shariram, mind grasping, intellect is grasping, that is subtle body that you cannot see. So subtle body is functioning through the gross body. Subtle body, mind and intellect, even though they are grasping, they themselves individually cannot grasp without gross body. So gross body is sitting here, subtle body inside, both are together, having borrowed consciousness, listening to Upadesha Sahasri. Who is listening? Sakshi Chaitanyam is not listening. Upadesha Sahasri. Why? Sakshi Chaitanyam doesn't have ears to hear. Sakshi Chaitanyam cannot see Swamini. Sakshi Chaitanyam doesn't have eyes also. Achakshuhu. Akaranaha. Reflected consciousness number one and two, both subtle body and gross body together, both are blessed by the original consciousness Sakshi Chaitanyam. How to understand this? Look into the mantra 26. Drishtihi, Shrutihi, Matihi, Gnatihi, Swapne. Drishta Janaihi Sada. So, you won't listen, you won't understand. I will take you to the Swapna example. Then only you will understand. In dream, Janaihi, by people, Sada, always, Swapne, in dream, what they say? In dream, they saw things, they heard Shrutihi, they heard Drishtihi, they saw those objects in the dream, and the Shrutihi, they heard the sounds in the dream. Gnatihi, Matihi, they thought things, thoughts are also there in the dream, and Gnatihi, knowing is also there in the dream. All are happening in the dream. Drishta Tasam Atma Swarupatvat Ataha Pratyakshatam Atmanaha. Their availability in dream, all objects you are seeing, really seeing Tasam Pratyakshata, they are all available, evident to Sakshi Chaitanyam. In dream, the mind is also not functioning. If you in your dream mind is functioning, you have to remember Upadesha Sahasri. This Upadesha Sahasri you have to remember. In dream, this Upadesha Sahasri you don't remember. That means this mind is not functioning there. So this mind cannot know the dream. Which mind is using now in Upadesha Sahasri class? This mind is not seeing the dream. If it is seeing the dream, it has to remember mother, father, brother, all of them it has to remember. But it is not using this body. It is not using this mind. Then different body, different mind. Who is seeing that different body, different mind in the dream? That is the second line he says. Tasam Atma Swarupatvad Ataha. Tasam Sakshi is the witness. Atma Swarupatvad means they are witnessed by Sakshi Chaitanyam. Pratyakshata Atmanaha. Swayam prakashata, pratyakshata atmanaha means it is evident to oneself. After waking up you say, I dreamt. This type of dream came to me. Who recognized, who registered that dream? Na Sakshi Chaitanyam. Since Sakshi Chaitanyam cannot talk there, therefore you have to wake up and talk. Understand, pure Sakshi Chaitanyam cannot, it registers only, it witnesses, but it cannot talk because all sense organs are not functioning, mind is not functioning, body is not functioning, therefore you cannot talk about the dream, in dream, in sleep also, registering only over witnessed, but you can talk about that only after medium is operated. Operated means medium is functioning. In waking, only you can talk about that. Every day we are dreaming. Every day we are talking about the dream. When I am explaining about that phenomenon, our mind is not able to grasp, just like a sponge. It is not able to grasp. Why? There is some snagness. Why it is like that? It is not required like that. We need not feel any difficulty here. Simple. In deep sleep, body, mind, this sthula shariram, sukshma shariram not functioning. The mind just projecting the dream, that projection happening in the dream body, dream mind, everything in the dream objects witnessed by Sakshi Chaitanya. That is why you are the Sakshi Chaitanyam. You are not the conscious, located conscious number one or located consciousness number two. That is only temporary, unreal. This is self-evident. Pratyakshatam Atmanaha, evident. That time also evident. This time also evident. Sakshi Chaitanyam Aham. You have to understand. Then the next shloka we will go. If this knowledge is not there, people have lot of fear. When people are missing this knowledge, conscious number one, conscious number two, conscious number three, two consciousnesses are unreal, one consciousness alone is real, that real consciousness is my real nature, I am that alone, these two unreal consciousness cannot disturb me. But we are giving reality to these two consciousnesses. That is why problem. You want to come out of problem? Yes, then you have to own up this unlocated, original witness, consciousness as yourself. What to do for that? Listen to Shastra. Again and again and again and again. You can claim I am OC only, unlocated consciousness only. I am blessing this body, mind with located conscious number one, located conscious number two. What we are doing because of Ajnana? We are taking ourselves, mami, mama, atta, atti, brother, sister, father, mother, all are RC number one, body, mind, RM1, RM2, lo RC. RC1, RC2. Located conscious number one, located conscious number two, RC1, RC2. When RM1, RM2, mind and body, mediums. I am not talking about Karana Sarira now. Okay. Jagrat Swapna, this is conscious number one in body mind complex. We are taking it as real. How much real? That alone is real. There is nothing else real. That much real for us. For as long as you hold on to that, what is the problem, you know? 27th shloka, Acharya is telling, for such people means who do not know the conscious number one, conscious number two, conscious number three, and which one is real, other two are unreal, who do not know, they have mrityu bhayam. Look into the shloka we read now. 27. Paraloka bhayam yasyam नास्ति मृत्युभयं तथा तस्यात्मज्ञस्य सोच्याः तस्यात्मज्ञस्य सोच्यास्युः ज्ञस्य सोच्यास्युः सब्रह्मेन्द्रा अपीश्वराः. Acharya says, if any person have this knowledge, Upadesa Sahasri students or Vedanta students, they are all pity of those people from Brahma onwards, up to ordinary people. Shochaha. They are pity of, wise people are pity of even Brahmaji and Indra. Paraloka bhayam yasya nasti. A jnani is one who is free from fear of paraloka. మృత్యు భయం ఇన్ దిస్ లోక, ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ డెత్, ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ డెత్ అబౌట్ దిస్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ, డెత్ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్, డెత్ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్, దట్ ఫియర్ వోంట్ బి దేర్ ఫర్ ఏ జ్ఞాని. మృత్యు భయం నాస్తి తస్య ఆత్మజ్ఞస్య. సెకండ్ లైన్ సి, తస్య ఆత్మజ్ఞస్య టు దట్ వైజ్ పర్సన్. తస్య ఆత్మజ్ఞస్య మృత్యుభయం నాస్తి, తథా పరలోక భయం యస్య నాస్తి. పరలోక భయం మీన్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ డెత్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ మై పాప హుచ్ లోక ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్, గోయింగ్ టు ఎంటర్, వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్, పితృలోక ఆర్ ఎనీ స్వర్గలోక హుచ్ లోక ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు కమ్ ఎంటర్ అండ్ మై చిల్డ్రన్ విల్ డూ శ్రాద్ధ కర్మ ఆర్ నాట్, am I going to get any food or not there, this type of bhayam, paraloka bhayam. For people there are two bhayams, mrutyu bhayam in this janma, paraloka bhayam after death, two bhayams are there, but these two are not there for atmagnyah, for a wise person, the knower of the self. Atmagnyah means, gnyah means knower, ఆత్మజ్ఞః మీన్స్ నోవర్ ఆఫ్ ద సెల్ఫ్. నోవర్ ఆఫ్ ద సెల్ఫ్ మీన్స్ ఓసీ వన్, ఆర్సీ, ఆర్సీ నెంబర్ వన్, ఆర్సీ నెంబర్ టూ, ఇంత మూడు తనితనియా పిరిచి హూ ఎవర్ నోస్ క్లియర్లీ, లైక్ యూ ఆల్ ఉపదేశ సాహస్రి స్టూడెంట్స్. ఫర్ సచ్ ఎ వైజ్ పర్సన్ వాట్ హీ డస్ నో, హీఈస్ పిటీ ఆఫ్ సబ్రహ్మేంద్ర అపి ఈశ్వరాః. సో హీస్ పిటి ఆఫ్ సోచ్చాః స్యుః, దే డిజర్వ్ టు బి పిటి ఆఫ్ బై ద వైజ్ పర్సన్. ఇన్ ఇంద్రాస్ అహంకార, ఇంద్రా పోస్ట్ ఈజ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఇంద్రాస్ అహంకార. ఇంద్రా ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ వర్రీ అబౌట్ హిజ్ పోస్ట్, వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు మీ నెక్స్ట్ టైం, somebody is doing yaga, somebody will get this post, so he is always in threat about position problem. Indranuk, even Brahmaji also, Brahmaji also up to that kalpam he will stay there, afterwards that Brahmaji also has to come here until he get moksha. Brahma also, they have to live and they have to maintain their status and status quo. బ్రహ్మాజీ సహంకార, ఇంద్రా సహంకార కీప్స్ దెమ్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్ యునో ఇన్ ఇన్సెక్యూరిటీ. సో జ్ఞాని ఈజ్ వన్ పిటీ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, పాపం దిస్ బ్రహ్మ అండ్ ఇంద్ర ఆల్ రూలింగ్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ లిమిటేషన్స్. దట్ సెలెస్టియల్ ఈవెన్ దో దే ఆర్ ఇన్ హై పొజిషన్, ద మంత్ర సేస్ పరలోక భయం యస్య నాస్తి జ్ఞాని, జ్ఞాని ఈజ్ నాట్ హ్యావింగ్. స బ్రహ్మేంద్రాః అపి ఈశ్వరాః, ఈవెన్ దో దేర్ ఆర్ ద దే ఆర్ ద రూలర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద దట్ లోక, ఇంద్ర ఈజ్ ద రూలర్ ఆఫ్ స్వర్గలోక, బ్రహ్మ ఈజ్ ద రూలర్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మలోక, ఈవెన్ దో దే ఆర్ దేర్ దట్ ఇంద్ర, ద ప్రాక్టికల్ అడ్వాంటేజ్ ఈజ్ టెల్లింగ్ నౌ హియర్, ద ప్రాక్టికల్ అడ్వాంటేజ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ నాలెడ్జ్. ఇంద యమగండం, ఇంద యమగండం మృత్యుభయం, ఆల్ దిస్ కమ్స్ వెన్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్. బట్ ఈవెన్ అండ్ తైత్రి ఉపనిషద్, భీషాస్మాద్వాతః పవతే భీషోదేతి సూర్యః, భీషాస్మాదగ్నిశ్చేంద్రశ్చ మృత్యుర్ధావతి పంచమయితి. Air is breathing, giving breeze out of fear. Bhishat vataha pavati. Out of fear, Surya is rising. Bhishodeti Surya. Out of fear, Agni is burning everything. Out of fear. They are afraid of human, Brahman. భీషాద్ వాతపవతే భీషోదేతి సూర్య భీషాద్ అగ్ని ఇంద్ర వరుణ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ వర్కింగ్ రన్నింగ్ ఓ రన్నింగ్ ఈవెన్ యమధర్మరాజా ఆల్సో మృత్యుర్ధావతి పంచమ ఇది ఈజ్ ద మోస్ట్ బిజియెస్ట్ పర్సన్ రన్నింగ్ రన్నింగ్ ఆల్ ద టైమ్ వై ఈవెన్ దో దే ఆర్ ఇన్ దట్ హైయెస్ట్ పోస్ట్ దే హ్యావ్ దేర్ లిమిటేషన్ దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ యమధర్మరాజా సెడ్ టు నచికేతస్ నచికేత ఐ హ్యావ్ ఆస్క్డ్ ఫర్ దిస్ యమా పోస్ట్ ఐ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఓటెడ్ ఫర్ మోక్షాడ్ దట్ టైమ్ లైక్ యూ ఐ హ్యావ్ నాట్ డన్ దట్ కిమహగుం సాధునా కరవం కిమహగుం పాపమ కరవం ఇతి వై ఐ డిడ్ లైక్ దట్ వై ఐ ఆస్క్డ్ ఫర్ దిస్ మిజరబుల్ పోస్ట్ అండ్ ఆల్ లోకల్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ పవర్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ వై ఐ ఆస్క్డ్ ఫర్ దట్ ఉన్నకొని ఇరుకునే వివేకం కూడా ఎనకి ఇల్లియే అప్పో అప్పో ఇప్పో ఉన్నది. సో ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ దే హ్యావ్ టు కంటిన్యూ ఇన్ దేర్ పోస్ట్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యు ఆర్ ఇన్ ద పోస్ట్ ఇన్ ద స్టేటస్ యువర్ అహంకార ఈజ్ ఫంక్షనింగ్. యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ అహంకార ఈజ్ ఫంక్షనింగ్ అహం మమ మై స్టేటస్ మై టెరిటరీ నో వన్ షుడ్ కమ్. ఇంద్ర ఈజ్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇన్సెక్యూర్ దేవత ఇంద్ర అండ్ ఆల్ అదర్ దేవతాస్ ఆర్ ఆల్సో ఇన్ కేదో పరిషత్ ఆల్సో వీసా అగ్ని వాయు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ ఇన్సెక్యూర్ బట్ జ్ఞాని ఈజ్ నాట్ ఇన్సెక్యూర్. అదర్ హ్యాండ్ జ్ఞాని ఈజ్ పిటి ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. జ్ఞాని నెవర్ ఓట్ ఫర్ బ్రహ్మ పోస్ట్ ఆర్ ఇంద్ర పోస్ట్ ఆర్ ఎనీ పోస్ట్. జ్ఞాని నెవర్ పోస్ట్ పోస్ట్ ఫర్ దట్ పోస్ట్ ఆల్సో. ఓకే దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ హి సేస్. తస్య ఆత్మజ్ఞస్య సోచ్ఛాః స్యుః ఈవెన్ దిస్ పవర్ఫుల్ రూలర్స్ ఆఫ్ దట్ లోకాస్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ హ్యావింగ్ సమ్ లిమిటేషన్. జ్ఞాని అత్ర బ్రహ్మ సమశ్నుతే ప్రాణాః న ఉత్క్రామంతి అత్ర బ్రహ్మ సమశ్నుతే. నెక్స్ట్ శ్లోక Verse 28. ఈశ్వరత్వేన సబ్రహ్మన్ సబ్రహ్మేన్ బ్రహ్మేంద్రత్వేన వా పునః తృష్ణా చేత్ సర్వతాశ్చిన్నాః సర్వదైన్యోద్భవాశుభం. సేమ్ ఐడియా కంటిన్యూయేషన్ హియర్. తస్య మీన్స్ టు దట్ జ్ఞాని యాజ్ అబౌవ్ సెడ్ ఇన్ ది శ్లోక. తస్య ఆత్మజ్ఞస్య హూ ఈజ్ పిటి ఆఫ్ దట్ Brahma and Indra, even though they are great rulers, but they are ruling based on their ahankara. As long as ahankara is there is a limitation. But this jnani, tasya, ishvaratvena kim, Brahma indratvena va punaha. Ishvaratma means overlordship. ఈశ్వరత్వేన బ్రహ్మ ఇంద్రత్వేన లార్డ్ శివ బ్రహ్మ విష్ణు మహేశ్వర హీఈస్ గివింగ్ హియర్ ద అబౌ శ్లోక ఆల్ అదర్ దేవతాస్ హీ గేవ్ ఈశ్వరత్వేన శివ పోస్ట్ శివ స్టేటస్ బ్రహ్మాజీ హియర్ ఇంద్ర మీన్స్ వీ కెన్ టేక్ ఇట్ యాజ్ విష్ణు బ్రహ్మ విష్ణు శివ ఈవెన్ దట్ వైకుంఠలోక విష్ణు స్టేటస్ కైలాసలోక శివ స్టేటస్ బ్రహ్మలోక బ్రహ్మ స్టేటస్ ఆల్సో నాట్ దేర్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ నాట్ దేర్ ఫర్ ఎ జ్ఞాని. వాట్ టు టాక్ ఆఫ్ లోకల్ పోస్ట్ ఎమ్మెల్యే పోస్ట్ ఎంపీ పోస్ట్ హూ వాంట్స్ ఆల్ దీస్ పోస్ట్ இது சொல்லணுமா அர்த்தம். He is negating all higher that lokas also trishna chet sarvata chinna sarva dainya udbhava ashubhaha. Suppose if you are interested in why jnani is pity of all of them, the reason is given here. Because the moment you are desirous of that ishwaratvam, brahmatvam status, that Indra Padavi, Vishnu Padavi, Brahma Padavi, all that Kailasa Padavi, whatever you desire, Trishna Ichet, if there is a desire, Jnani is not interested in them, on the other hand, Jnani is pity of them. Why Jnani is not interested? Jnani knows, the second line he says, Sarva Sarvatas Chinnaha. They are all limited, finite. Chinnaha sarva dainya udbhava ashubhaha. The trishna for higher lokas, higher padavi, higher status. Ashubhaha sarva dainya udbhavaha. They are born of miserable ahankara. They are all born of miserable. Dainya means dinasya bhavaha, dainyam. They are all born out of sarva dainya udbhava ashubhaha. This kingly post, he says, Jnani says, Indra post, Varuna post, all devatas, adhishtana devatas in their localities, in higher lokas, they are all, because of trishna only they went there. All that trishna always keeps you insecure. They are all born out of, they are always insecure. Dainya udbhavaha, because of that limitation only they desired for that. That limitation is born out of what? Dinata. I am finite, I am limited. The desire is the cause for all amangalams. Ashubhaha means all problems, all tragedies, all adversities. Sarva dainya udbhavaha. In Sharirika Brahmanam, it is says, Yatha sarve pramuchyante kama esya hridishritaha. Atha martyo mruto bhavati atra brahma samashnute. Same mantra comes in Kathopanishad also. Brihadaranyaka Sharirika Brahmanam 447 and Kathopanishad. Mantra says, Yada sarve pramuchyante kamaha. When the all desires dissolved, pramuchyante kamaha. Where are they? Hridishritaha. Which are all there in your own heart, in your mind. Atha martyaha amrutaha bhavati. Once the desires all are driven out by knowledge, pramuchyante, who is free from all kamas, binding desires, amrutaha bhavati, atra brahma samashnute. He attains Brahman here itself. So, for next punar janma or samsara, punya, papa, bhayam, paraloka bhayam, then narakaloka bhayam, paraloka means we have to include naraka also. I am talking only higher lokas. Naraka also, there are so many problems because of papa, because of punya higher lokas, because of some mistakes. If you don't do rituals properly, Swami was telling, a person who diverts the young wife will bond 7 janmas and his wife will leave him. Enna paapam paarunga. If a person leaves a young wife, divers panna, next birth he marries and she divers him. Next birth, she marries again, he marries and wife divorce. Like 7 janmas. Chumma vidma papam. Maha papam. சோ இப்ப டைவர்ஸ் கேஸ் எங்க பார்த்தாலும் டைவர்ஸோ டைவர்ஸ் என்ன, ஹவு கிரேட் சின் இட் இஸ் என்ன. சோ லைக் தட் தேர் ஆர் லாட் ஆஃப் ஃபியர்ஸ் என்ன, திருஷ்ணா. சோ வாட் இஸ் த கண்டென்ட், பாட்டம் லைன், Krishna is the cause, desire is the cause for sorrow. Krishna is the cause, ashubhaha, sarva dainya mudbhavaha. All adversities, all dukkhams are born out of I am finite, apurna. That bhavana is the cause. Why it comes? Because of ignorance, because of not knowing unlocated consciousness. Because of not knowing unlocated consciousness, not only not knowing, knowing but claiming also important. Because of not claiming I am original consciousness, if I don't claim I am original consciousness, automatically I claim as located consciousness. Located consciousness, that ownership alone is called the cause for Krishna. That Krishna is the cause for all ashubhas, all adversities. Therefore, dukkham comes because of what, you know? Krishna. Krishna, why it comes? Because of ahankara. Why ahankara comes? Because you are attached to located consciousness. Therefore, own up, claim your unlocated consciousness. Next shloka. This is the teaching of Vedanta. Okay. Why Vedanta talks like this? This is the teaching of Vedanta. Vedanta is helping us, guiding us. Next page, shloka 29. Therefore, I am as Sakshi, I am always full. Trishna rahitaha apuryamanamachala pratishtam samudramapah pravishanti advate tadvat kamayam pravishanti sarve sashanti mapnoti nakamakami. Kamakami will not get shanti. Akami only gets shanti. So, Acharya reminding, அஹமித்யாத்மதீர்யாச்ச மமித்யாத்மீயதீரபி அர்த்தசூன்யேயதாயஸ்ய ச ஆத்மக்னோ பவித்ததா. அஹம் இதி ஆத்மதீஹி, யா அஹம் இதி ஆத்மதீஹி, அஹங்கார. அஹம் இதி மீன்ஸ் அஹங்கார. வென் தே லூஸ் த ரியாலிட்டி, நேச்சுரலி தே டேக் டு அஹங்கார. மம இதி மமகார, தேஹே அஹம் புத்தி, கேஹே மம புத்தி. கேஹே என்ன, கிரகம். கேஹா இஸ் நாட் தேர், ஜஸ்ட் மமக்கார கம்ஸ் இன் த பொசிஷன்ஸ். ஸோ மம, மம இதி ஆத்மதீஹி, ஆத்மீய தீரபி. தீ மீன்ஸ் வாட், தாட், புத்தி. ஐ திங்க் ஆல்வேஸ் அஹம், அஹம் தேஹே அஹம் புத்தி. தேஹே மீன்ஸ் இந்த பாடி. அஹங்கார கம்ஸ், ஒன்ஸ் அஹங்கார கம்ஸ், இட் லீட்ஸ் டு நெக்ஸ்ட் இம்மீடியட் கான்சிக்வன்சஸ். மம, அஹம், மம, போத் ஆர் ட்வின்ஸ். மம கேஹே மம புத்தி, புத்திரே மம புத்தி, புத்திரே மம புத்தி. When I see all of them, they are belong to me. their belong to me comes only when ahankara is there. That is why he says, aham iti atma dhihi ya buddhihi, mama iti atmiya dhirapi, both of them, ahankara and mamakara, when they lose their reality, artha shunye, when they lose their prayojana, yada, when they lose their reality, yasya saha atmagnyaha bhavet tada. When I'll become a wise person, two things you have to do. Suppose you ask a question, when can I become wise person, jnani anna, runde rendu vishayam da. You drop ahankara and mamakara. Ahankara upon your body mind complex. Mamakara on your possessions. That cannot tackle first. Mamakara don't tackle first. I don't want to have mamakara on you. I don't want to have mamakara. Don't go and say to your family members, today onwards I want to drop mamakara attachment to on all of you. Shastra says, first you tackle your ahankara. Mamakara automatically handled. Without handling ahankara, why you are talking about mamakara? Mamakara is born out of ahankara. Therefore, first handle ahankara. Body, I am this body, I am this mind, this body ahankara, identity with the body mind. So handle first ahankara, mamakara automatically takes its tail back. Takes its tail back, enna artham theriyumo? It will not show further. You don't touch. And if any family member showing attachment, don't develop attachment. I don't want to develop any mamakara onwards anyone. You can never handle mamakara without handling ahankara first. You can never handle ahankara without shastra study. Without shastra study, you can never handle ahankara. How to handle ahankara? Ahankara is not pride. Locally, normally we talk about ahankara, that is pride. We are not talking about that ahankara. I-ness, this body I am, this body mind complex I am, that is called ahankara, ego. Functional ahankara. Never try to make ahankara perfect. Puja Swamiji says, if you go on too idealistic, I want to make my ahankara perfect, kopam varakudadu. It should not have any jealousy. It should not have any hatred. It should not get anger at all. My ahankara should be always good, ideal to my spiritual sadhana. Nadakada karyam. This is called too much idealistic in artham. Our Swamiji always says, a person who is idealistic, adarsham, umba adarsham, correct irkanum, pakkava irkanum, pakkava irkanum, enna mind, pakkava irkanum, ahankaram vandu, it should not have any jealousy, hatred, any sort of negative thoughts in them. That person's life is so miserable in them. Then what to do now? Leave the ahankara. It has got so many issues because of janma-janma vasanas. Suddenly it loses the temper. Afterwards only we come to recognize one day, 2 days later. Kimahagum sadhuna karavum. Kimahagum papam akaravamite. Then ahankara perfection never happens. I the atma am ever free from imperfection. Therefore, I need not work for anyhow perfection. From Atma standpoint, I need not work for perfection because Atma is ever perfect. Ahankara, I cannot make it perfect. It is like a dog tail. However much you make it tail, and the rat tail, wash it daily surfla. There is a proverb in Telugu. Iluka tolu dechi yendaka utigina nalupu nalupe gani telupu kadu. Suppose you want to wash the rat tail. You don't want to make it rat tail white, white and all. Is it possible? However much you wash, it is black only. Like that, ahankara is like a rat tail. You cannot make the dog tail straight. Try to straighten it with tie with the sticks. And after 2-3 days, like orthopedic doctor. Bandage put na madre. Dog tail ki bandage put straight panni. After 1 week or 2 weeks you remove that sticks all. Then you see that dog tail. Aha, straight na. And again curvature. Why na? It's nature. Similarly, ahankara also like that. See that ahankara is false. That's all. You can do only one thing. Ahankara is false. Even Jnani ahankara also once in a while used to have that anger thought, maybe jealousy thought, it may come, hatred thought may arise, but Jnani is not succumbed to them. Thoughts may arise at ahankara level because there is no perfect ahankara. It is anatma. That is why Jnani is not touched by them. Because of vasanas, janma, 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 vasanas, they rise. Immediately they rise, so what? That's all. See, I am a Jnani. After studying Upadesa Sahasri also, I am a student of so-and-so Swamini for a long time. Still I am getting anger. Suddenly temper, short temper, so what? Varatame, advibhuti of the mind, ahankara. It is mithya anyhow. It is not going to disturb my knowledge. My own ahankara problems cannot disturb me, the Atma Chaitanyam, Sakshi Chaitanyam. That is why Jnani happily moves in the world. Move on. Nothing can disturb. Insult, praise, censure, nothing can disturb. Because Jnani accepts the ahankara, his own or her own ahankara, its limitations, and others' ahankara, their limitation also. That is why Jnani is happy. Otherwise what? Otherwise the, not wise in ardham. If once Jnanam comes, I accept ahankara, its limitations. I never work for the perfection of ahankara. Work for claiming aham brahmasmi. Don't work for ahankara perfection. You can never do in this janma, in any janma. Why to work for that? That is why reasonably study shastra for a length of time. Until you falsify the ahankara. The moment you falsify the ahankara, that ahankara is like a dancer. Dancing in front of Sakshi light. Just as the dancer come onto the stage, dance because of light. Light is not disturbed. The dancer shows navarasas, navarasa, shoka, hasya, veera, raudra, allame. Is that light is disturbed? The dancer is showing navarasas, the light is not disturbed. In Panchadashi Nataka Deepa Prakaranam, Vidyaranya writes, similarly, I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, witness consciousness, am like a light. Mind or ahankara is like a dancer. It dances. Because of my blessing, I witness that. That's all. I witness that. Where can you run otherwise into this world? ஐ வாண்ட் எ பர்ஃபெக்ட் பர்சன், பர்ஃபெக்ட் பர்சன், பர்ஃபெக்ட் பர்ஃபெக்டே கிடையாது. பிகாஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் யுவர் அகங்காரம் இஸ் நாட் பர்ஃபெக்ட். வேர் யூ கோ ஃபார் பர்ஃபெக்ஷன்? தட்ஸ் ஏ ஜ்ஞானி வில் நெவர் ரன் அவே ஃப்ரம் பீப்பிள். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? தட்ஸ் வை இந்தியன் மேரேஜஸ் ஆர் சர்வைவிங். வை யூ நோ ஒன் லேடிஸ் டெல்லிங் 50th வெட்டிங் டே சுவாமினி அண்ட் சொல்லி ஷீ கேவ் ஃப்ரூட்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் லாஸ்ட் வீக். 50th வெட்டிங் டே, நாட் 5th வெட்டிங் டே, 50th, 50. சில்வர் ஜூப்ளியா கோல்டன் ஜூப்ளியா? கோல்டன் ஜூப்ளி. ஹவ்? வைஃப் அண்ட் ஹஸ்பண்ட் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட், ஐ கனாட் சேஞ்ச் யூ, யூ கேனாட் சேஞ்ச் மீ, யூ கேனாட் சேஞ்ச் மீ, சோ லெட் அஸ் அட்ஜஸ்ட். 50 years லிவிங் வித் டிஃபரெண்ட் மைண்ட்ஸ், டிஃபரெண்ட் அகங்காரஸ், நாட் எ ஜோக். ஓகே, இட்ஸ் நாட் சோ ஈஸி. That's why you get vairagyam and you get jnanam also in grihastashrama easily. Okay. Sannyasi has got one advantage, grihastha has got another advantage. You see your advantages, we see our advantages. Okay. Anyhow, what? Aham brahmasmi. Adi vandha podum. Avladane. Ahankaram irukkatame. Apdiye. Because I cannot change it. Because anyhow, mithya, that is. Okay. Now, look into the shloka. Aham iti atmadhihiya yadhihi aham iti ahankara. Mama atmiya, mama iti, this is mine, mine, mindness. Atmiya dhihi api, both of them. Ardhashunye, they are meaningless. Ardhashunye, there is no prayojanam of ahankara and mamakara. Holding on to them. Claiming, mama, this is mine, this is my body, I am. What is the use? I am already Purnaha, Sakshi Chaitanyam. Ardhashunye, there is no meaning at all, there is no purpose. Yes, yeah. That person is called what? Saha Atmajnaha, that person is wise person. Tada Atmajnaha Bhavet. When you drop Ahankara Mamakara, dropping ahankara mamakara means falsifying the ahankara mamakara. Mithya, mithya. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manyeta tattvamit. Pashyan shrunvan sprishan jigran ashnan gachan swapan swashan. That's why jnanis are so happy in spite of living in this world. If they are also having problem in the world, எப்படி என்ன வேர்ல்ட் ஆகுது, கீல்ட் ஆகுது, எல்லாம் ஒரு கதை, ஒரு டிராமா மாதிரி. தட்ஸ் வை ஜ்ஞானிஸ் ஆர் ஹாப்பி இன் ஸ்பைட் ஆஃப் டுவெல்லிங் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட்லி ஆக்டிவிட்டீஸ். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா 30. ததா ஜ்ஞானி பவேத், ஆத்மஜ்ஞா பவேத். சஹ, சஹ மீன்ஸ் கஹ. வென் அஹம் புத்தி, மம புத்தி, ஃபைவ் அனாத்மாஸ், யூனோ ஃபைவ் அனாத்மாஸ், பாடி, மைண்ட், பொசிஷன், ப்ரொஃபஷன் அண்ட் ஃபேமிலி. ஃப்ரம் தட் சைட் வி ஹாவ் டு கம். ஓகே, ப்ரொஃபஷன், பொசிஷன், ஃபேமிலி, பாடி, மைண்ட், இப்படி வந்தேன் நான். ஓகே, ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் மமக்காரா காஸ்ட் அனாத்மாஸ், பஞ்ச அனாத்மாஸ் தியாகே நைக்கே அமிர்தத்வமானசுஹு. ஸ்லோகா 30. புத்யாதௌ சத்யுபாதௌ ச ததா சத்யவிசேஷத யஸ்ய சேதாத்மனோ ஜ்ஞாத தஸ்ய காரியம் கதம் பவேத். அன்ரியல், அன்ரியல், எவ்ரிதிங் அன்ரியல் யூ ஆர் டெல்லிங் சுவாமினி. வாட் எவர் இஸ் தேர், இஃப் யூ சே அன்ரியல், ஹவு கேன் ஐ சர்வைவ்? அன்ரியல் மீன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் பாரமார்த்திக ஆத்ம திருஷ்டியா they are having only relative reality. They are not absolutely real. Dream is real for dreamer in dream. Waker is not available for dreamer. Similarly, for waker, dream is not available. Waker is also real for waker. What type of reality? Relative reality. Similarly, Aidi Sakshi Chaitanyam am absolute reality. Absolute reality. This world, let it be there. It has got its own utility, experienceability. At the same time, it doesn't have its own existentiality. It doesn't have its own satta. It is depending upon me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. You know this much enough, it cannot disturb you. The screen is real, movie characters are not touching the screen. I am screen-like Sakshi Chaitanyam. Mother, fatherhood, motherhood, brotherhood, daughterhood, all these hoods are like hoods. Hood enna theriyuma? Paambu padai madri. Appa pussukottu make noise also drama. Adu or drama. Then immediately you go to your green room. What is the green room? Aham Brahmasmi. Buddhi upadau sati. Buddhi adau upadau sati. Buddhi, etc. All these are upadhis, mediums. These mediums, tadha, sati, avisheshata. Even though they are there, avisheshata means nirvisesha atma sakshi chaitanyam I am. Even though you are seeing the dream objects, dream water, dream fire, everything, are they touching you, the body, mind, waker body, mind? They are not touching. Why? Order of reality is different. Similarly, this waker's body, mind cannot touch the paramarthika, I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, because I am higher order of reality. They belong to lower order of reality. More in the next class. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.